Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhand, here Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the eighth parak called Basar. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three dafs are going to focus on. Number one, Abai said that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not bar nat. However, if one cuts known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because agav churfe balav, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness, coupled with the knife's pressure, causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. This only applies to a sharp food such as a radish, but if one cut quiches, squash, with such a knife, one may simply scrape the surface area of the cut and eat it with kutach because its sweetness prevents it from absorbing the meat flavor. Kilche de lipta, turnip stalks cut with such a knife, are permitted with kutach because their sweetness neutralizes the meat flavor. Beet stalks cut with such a knife are prohibited with kutach because they're sharp. However, if one alternated between cutting beet and turnip stalks, the turnip sweetness weakens the meat flavor to the extent that even the beets may be eaten with kutach. Point number two, a shechted pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinah de Breda Rava Apashronia permitted it. Rava commented, Man chakim el mishri ki ay gavna, who's wise enough to permit a case like this, if not Rav Chinah de Breda Rava Apashronia? He holds that Shmuel's rule, Moliach Haru Kuraseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies Hekade Enunach Machos Melcha, where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since Kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. This lenient ruling only applies if the bird was raw. But if it was roasted, the surface area which contacted the Kutach absorbed its flavor and must be peeled away. If the roasted pigeon has cracks in it, it's entirely forbidden and peeling doesn't suffice. Similarly, if it was seasoned with spices, the meat is softened and absorbs the kutach flavor throughout. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, Dagim va'ofos, shemalachin ze im ze asurin, fish and fowl, which were salted together are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that this can't refer to salting them in a kli she'ena manuka, an unperforated vessel, because even birds salted with other birds in such a kli would be prohibited because although meat doesn't absorb blood while emitting it, it can eventually reabsorb the blood after it ceases to exude from the meat. Rather, Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden mishum derabu kramayu because their skin is soft, so kadme upalte, they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is kmite, tight, and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abai said that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not bar nat. However, if one cuts known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because agav churfe balav, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness, coupled with the knife's pressure, causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. This only applies to a sharp food such as a radish, but if one cut quiches, squash, with such a knife, one may simply scrape the surface area of the cut and eat it with kutach because its sweetness prevents it from absorbing the meat flavor. Kilche de lipta, turnip stalks cut with such a knife, are permitted with kutach because their sweetness neutralizes the meat flavor. Beet stalks cut with such a knife are prohibited with kutach because they're sharp. However, if one alternated between cutting beet and turnip stalks, the turnip sweetness weakens the meat flavor to the extent that even the beets may be eaten with kutach. Point number two, a shechted pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinah de Breda Rava Apashronia permitted it. Rava commented, Man chakim el mishri ki ay gavna, who's wise enough to permit a case like this, if not Rav Chinah de Breda Rava Apashronia? He holds that Shmuel's rule, Moliach Haru Kuraseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies Hekade Enunach Machos Melcha, where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since Kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. This lenient ruling only applies if the bird was raw. But if it was roasted, the surface area which contacted the Kutach absorbed its flavor and must be peeled away. If the roasted pigeon has cracks in it, it's entirely forbidden and peeling doesn't suffice. Similarly, if it was seasoned with spices, the meat is softened and absorbs the kutach flavor throughout. And point number three, Rav Nachman said, Dagim ba'ofos, shemalachin ze im ze asurin. Fish and fowl, which were salted together, are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that this can't refer to salting them in a kli she'ena manukav, an unperforated vessel, because even birds salted with other birds in such a kli would be prohibited, because although meat doesn't absorb blood while emitting it, it can eventually reabsorb the blood after it ceases to exude from the meat. Rather, Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav, with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden mishum derabu kramayu, because their skin is soft, so kadme upalte, they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is kmite, tight, and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish usser. Once again, slow motion. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player, Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, which reminds us, Abai said, that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not bar not. However, if one cut its known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness coupled with the knife's pressure causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become aser, which reminds us, a shechted pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinan Abredu Rava Apashronia permitted it. He holds that Shmuel's rule that maliach haru kareseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish usser, which reminds us what Nachman said, Dagim va'ofos shemalachin ze'im ze'asurin. Fish and fowl which were salted together are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav, with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden because their skin is soft, so they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is tight and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. So once again, the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish usser. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Kuf Ches, so the Siman Daf Kuf Ches is related to kach, taking, and we use a pickpocket for the Siman. So here goes. When the Bas Mechal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed, that must be on Daf Kuf Ches, kach, take. When the Bas Mechal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deriving Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa, a prohibited food's flavor, without its substance, is biblically prohibited from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together. So, when the Bas Mechal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot usser because Efshir L'Sochoto usser, which reminds us, Rav holds that a piece of meat that a drop of milk fell onto, when it was in a pot, the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, and holds Efshir L'Sochoto usser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimbar, Rabbi, and Reish Lakish hold Efshir L'Sochoto mutter. So when the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Mamash with the rice from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot us because Esher was Sokhoto, Usher, and chased a pickpocket around the room knocking half a kazayas of meat into a pot with half a kazayas of milk, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if one combines a chatzis zayas of basar with a chatzis zayas of milk. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. When the Tzalah member received the kit, Hatzalah member kit? That must run Daf Kuf Tes. When the Tzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a kachal regarding the udder, kor umotzias chalava, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the prohibition of cooking or eating bas bechal because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. So when the Tzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast a kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how one tears open the kachal. So when the Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she'd always wanted to taste bas bechalav, and he should roast some kachal for her. Which reminds us, Yalta said to her husband Rav Nachman, now whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver, which is made of blood and tastes like blood. Yalta concluded, I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk. Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast kachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our mission requires tearing them l'chadchila, Rav Nachman holds the mission refers to cooking kachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. When the rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, which reminds us regarding Rav, Bika Matzav Agadir Bagadir. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Bas Bechav, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Bas Bechav as a protective measure. For Rav once visited a Tatwafush and overheard a woman asking her friend how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat. Realizing they had never learned that bas bechal was prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, which reminds us we learned that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places, the place where he came from and the place where he has arrived. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city. While the new Beis Din that he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents, which reminds us, Beis Din does not force people to keep any mitzvahs aseh since the schar is written nearby. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. Daf Kuf Yudolf. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yudolf. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yudolf is a kayak. So here goes. The exhausted kayaker, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudolf. The exhausted kayaker transporting livers soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses cooking a liver. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, was dismayed when he finally stopped to eat and found that instead of cooking a liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, which reminds us, the Gemara states, if a liver was roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because the blood slides off and isn't absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachal, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when they finally stopped to rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on the hot fish served on the meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses fish which replace hot on a meat plate. Rob prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorb meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating it with kutach because of not bar not, nosen tam bar nosen tam. It's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of an Atilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavran, using a kli of a Ravias? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss cooking liver in that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar? That's on daf Kuf Yadav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that sharp foods cut with a meat knife can't be used with dairy? That's on daf Kufyad Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that, according to Rav, Efshel Lasochot HaAsr, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from a piece, it remains prohibited? That's on daf Kufches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the difference between roasting a liver or an udder above meat? That's on daf Kufyad Olav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the rule of Molich Karoseach only applies if the food is so salty the food can't be eaten until it's rinsed with water? That's on daf Kufyad Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if fish and fowl were salted together? That's on daf Kufyad Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the basin does not force people to keep any mitzvahs ase whose char is written nearby, such as kibud avim? That's on daf Kufyud. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the case of fish placed hot on a meat plate and the concept of not bar not? That's on daf Kufyud Olav. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.